1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Here in this place, we celebrate what we call an open communion. That simply means that you need to be a Christian. You need to have surrendered your life to Jesus and have him as your powerful and precious Lord and Savior. But if you don't belong or you're not a member of this congregation, you're still welcome to participate in communion. Communion is a fantastic time of the Lord. If there's any difficulty in relationship, we urge you to make sure it's right. Some people have said, well, I can't take communion because I am not right with someone. We always believe the Scripture's intent and the Lord's heart is that you make a commitment to get it right and take communion. There are so many benefits from participating. So let's celebrate with the Lord this morning the body and the blood of Jesus, shall we? Father, we thank you for this bread. We thank you for this which represent your body, broken for us. Thank you that you went to the cross of Calvary. Thank you that you bore our sins, our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses upon yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for the sin and ours doesn't have to be. We are so grateful, Lord. Can you say thank you to Jesus? Just thank him this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. We do this, Lord, in remembrance of you. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we think of your body that's shed for us, or your blood that's shed for us, that ratified the new covenant. Lord, and you shed your blood that covers us and washes us clean, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. There's nothing bigger than your ability to forgive and to cleanse. And Jesus, we think of you with your arms outstretched on the cross saying, it is finished. Thank you, Lord, for the finished work of Calvary and the precious blood of Jesus. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness, for the body broken and the blood shed for us. We love you, Lord. Can you tell him you love him right where you are? We love you, Jesus. Thank you so much. They all said? Amen. Amen. Amen.